My name is Michael Skolnick. I'm a writer and director from Los Angeles. I'm here promoting my new movie, The Glicksman.
Can you please tell us about your new movie, The Glicksman?
Yeah, so it's a dark comedy, kind of a day in the life of an elderly couple in Beverly Hills. They've reached the point in their lives where they can really only do one errand a day. So today's errand is to go to the bank. And so we kind of journey with them, and it's basically a road trip to the bank.
That's interesting. What's happening along the way?
So they are a little paranoid, and they kind of notice that a truck is following them, and then they start to realize that it is following them, and we as an audience realize that it is following them, and they're not so paranoid after all. And they're chased up until the valley, San Fernando Valley, which is just north of Beverly Hills, and they get split up, then they have a falling out, and Barry Glicksman, the grandfather, gets lost, and Barbara kind of fights off the truck. It's kind of Odyssey-esque, you know, they go through various stops along the way in different businesses and markets. Eventually, they meet up at the end.
What happened to the truck that followed them?
Well, I don't want to give too much away, but basically Barbara handles that situation. Barbara is, of course, the wife, Barry and Barbara Glicksman. Barry is kind of stuck on foot in the valley without a car or a cell phone, and she is with the car, just a bit of a chase scene, and she kind of fends off the truck.
And what is the Jewish angle in that movie?
Well, they're both Jewish characters. Barry, along the way, stops into a synagogue, and they're mid-minyan. They're having a minyan, and the rabbi pulls him in. There's only 9 people there, and Barry happens to be the 10th man. And as you know, there has to be 10 people to
yes, of course,
to do a proper minyan. So they pull him in, and he's kind of stuck there. It's a bit awkward. He wants to get out and help Barbara, but he doesn't want to ruin it. So there's that, and then there's also just kind of the way they look at the world and the way they look at life through a Jewish lens.
Did you have any special challenges when you were directing this movie?
Yeah, I mean, shooting, you know, 12 to 14 hours a day with an older cast was not particularly easy. A lot of the cast had, you know, knee replacements and hip replacements, and just keeping people motivated and focused, comfortable, was definitely probably the trickiest part.
We're talking to Michael Skolnick, film director who directed The Glicksman, that was screened here in Australia with the International Jewish Film Festival. And you're listening to SBS Radio broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Michael, when I did my research about you, I found out that you had another very interesting movies. And I'd like to mention them. You had The Elephant in the Room and The Moscow Game. Can you please tell us about them?
So, yeah, those are both two animated short films. The Moscow Game was a bit longer. It was an animated pilot, TV pilot, which we cut down to a short film. And that's about two KGB agents in the 30s, kind of like detectives, but they're in the KGB. So it would be like each episode would be a different crime that they're handling. And that played in like Santa Barbara and a couple small film festivals. And then the other one was 2016, or The Elephant in the Room, and that was an animated short that I did right before Hillary Clinton announced her candidacy, and it was like pretty obvious that she was going to run, and she just kept kind of holding it off even though she was touring, and so I just thought, okay, well, she's kind of the elephant in the room. She's obviously going to run. I don't know why she's holding it off so long. And that's just a short little sketch with her and the Obamas.
So The Glicksman is your first full-length movie.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's 74 minutes, but we're hoping to air it on TV as kind of a TV movie.
Has it been screened in the U.S. already?
Yeah, it screened. We did some previews in Chicago before it was done at a Jewish festival there. About 2 weeks ago, it was at the L.A. Comedy Festival in Los Angeles.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing The Glicksmans in Australia. And Michael Skolnick, thank you so much.